Krista Couture's Inclusive Travel Adventures. A musician, writer, filmmaker, and broadcaster, Krista Couture wears her creativity with flair, highlighted by her prosthetic leg decorated with bold, colorful flowers, a visible symbol of her approach to the world. As a mixed Cree and Scandinavian woman, a mother, queer artist, and someone who has lived with a disability since childhood, Krista has embraced life's challenges and joys. Whether navigating the streets of Canada for her travel series Postcards From or crafting her How to Lose Everything, a memoir, she brings with it a unique openness that makes everyday experiences truly remarkable. Travel has been a central thread in Krista's life, though not always by choice. For years, she crisscrossed the country as a touring musician, her schedule dictated by venues and tour buses. Her performances brought her to countless Canadian cities, from the hustle of Toronto to the windswept prairies of the West, but this wasn't the kind of travel that allowed for lingering or exploration. It was a routine of sound checks, late-night drives and fleeting glimpses of unfamiliar places. Now, in a different stage of her life and career, Krista has turned her focus to traveling for joy and discovery, with a specific lens on accessibility. Her hosting role on Postcards From offers a unique perspective on travel, shaped not only by her disability but also by her relentless curiosity about how people interact with their environments. Krista's left leg was amputated above the knee after a childhood cancer diagnosis, and navigating the world with a prosthetic leg has made her hyper-aware of the barriers many don't even notice. Uneven sidewalks, stairs with no handrails, or long distances between airport gates are challenges that require careful planning and ingenuity. Yet for Krista, these obstacles are not deterrents but invitations to adapt and engage differently with the world. Traveling with a disability requires a different kind of preparation. Krista relies on a set of tools to make her trip smoother, from lightweight collapsible crutches to wheeled luggage that minimizes strain. Even her prosthetic leg demands careful attention. Equipped with a microprocessor knee, it requires nightly charging, an ironic twist on the typical travel checklist. "I'd rather forget my phone charger than my leg charger," she jokes, but the sentiment underscores the precision and care that go into her explorations. Through Postcards From, Krista has visited destinations across Canada, each offering a new lens through which to experience travel. Niagara Falls stood out for its thoughtful infrastructure, where decades of tourism have led to accommodations that welcome a wide range of visitors. Edmonton, her childhood hometown, surprised her with a new funicular that bridges the steep river valley, making once inaccessible trails open to everyone. Dawson City in the Yukon presented a stark contrast, a town where boardwalks replace paved sidewalks and streets turn to mud with the rain. At first glance, it seemed like the least accessible destination, but what Dawson lacked in infrastructure, it made up for in community spirit. The locals' creativity and willingness to help each other made Krista feel more welcome than in cities with polished accommodations. The show itself takes a sensory approach, with each episode focusing on one of the five senses: touch, taste, smell, sound, or sight. This structure broadens the scope of inclusion, offering experiences that resonate differently depending on the viewer's abilities. Krista adapts activities to her abilities while skillfully exploring how others with different disabilities might engage with the same experiences. This dual focus enriches the show, transforming it into an exploration of how everyone, regardless of ability, can connect to a place. One of Krista's most memorable experiences on Postcards From involved food. In Drumheller, Alberta, she was introduced to prairie oysters, which is calf testicles, battered and fried, a delicacy deeply rooted in local ranching culture. The experience was as much about the story behind it as it was about the taste, offering her a glimpse into the resourcefulness of rural communities. Food, for Krista, is often a way to access the heart of a place, a tangible link to its history and people. One of the most surprising moments in her travels came when she tried Nordic sit skiing in Whistler. As someone who doesn't consider herself particularly athletic or outdoorsy, Krista didn't expect to fall in love with the sport. But the physicality of skiing, powered by her arms and shoulders, tapped into a strength she hadn't fully appreciated in herself. For someone who spends much of her time adapting to physical limitations, finding an activity that aligned perfectly with her capabilities felt empowering and invigorating. Adaptive adventures are about discovering what works for you, rather than trying to fit into a predetermined mold. Krista's approach to travel and life is deeply shaped by her experiences with grief. Her memoir How to Lose Everything, a memoir chronicles the losses that have defined her, the amputation of her leg, the deaths of her two sons, and the slow rebuilding of her life after heartbreak. Those experiences taught her to live in the present, to find joy where she can and to approach each day with an openness to whatever it might bring. She now has a 7-year-old daughter who has brought immense joy to her life. Balancing the pain of grief with the light her daughter brings has allowed Krista to find new ways to engage with the world. Over time, her life has expanded around her grief, making room for fresh experiences, meaningful work, and a deep sense of purpose. Travel, for her, is an extension of that philosophy, a way to keep growing, learning, and connecting. As Krista looks to the future, her bucket list is ever expanding. She dreams of exploring the Grand Canyon, the cobblestone streets of Prague, the rolling hills of Italy, Chicago, and other American cities. Sure, visiting these destinations will allow her to cross them off her bucket list, but she sees these as opportunities to engage with the world in new and meaningful ways. She travels confidently, embracing her prosthetic leg as being an integral part of her identity, showcasing it with pride through her fashion choices. Often opting for outfits that leave her floral-adorned prosthetic visible, she transforms it into a striking accessory rather than something to hide. Whether she's rolling up a pant leg or pairing bold patterns with the vibrant design of her leg, her style exudes confidence and invites curiosity. This openness also sparks conversations, allowing her to connect with people in meaningful ways while breaking down stereotypes about disability. Through her travels and storytelling, Krista Couture reminds us that the world is full of possibilities, even when the path seems uncertain. She shows us that you can navigate challenges and even embrace them. With every step, whether on her prosthetic leg or on crutches, she invites us to see the world not as it is, but as it could be, if we all work to make it a little more open and accessible.